Playhouse, Y94, T-minus 30 minutes from your next chance to pick your purse at 8:10 on Y94's Pick Your Purse on a Treasure Tote Thursday. As we launch into Comfort in Numbers, which is this member of the Playhouse family, is looking for that circle of support, that confidence that they're not the only person that has dealt with something or feels a certain way. And we've covered a lot in Comfort in Numbers. This one, though, I think, I'd like to think it's relatable, but we'll see. And Jenna says, my boyfriend and I have been talking about getting engaged and got into a weird conversation. Not a prenup conversation, and I want to stress that. It was not a prenup conversation. It was just like an understanding, and she put that in italics, an understanding of each other. The conversation we had, we talked about things that we would want to agree on before we took it to the next level, like getting engaged. For example, I'm more spiritual of a person than he is. He's not very religious, so I said Christmases, all Christmases, even day, will always be with my family without exception. It is for me to plan and me alone with no argument. It's non-negotiable. Now, he likes to gamble. He likes to do so alone, which has made other girlfriends uncomfortable over the years. So he made sure that I am fully aware that he'll take occasional Vegas trips without me and prefers to always be either alone or with his buddies, and I might never set foot in Vegas alongside him. I'm wondering if other people have had conversations like this, things they agreed on before they committed to each other, but weren't necessarily a prenup because that tends to be just financial stuff. It's kind of like our gentleman's agreement. I get Christmas if he gets solo Vegas trips. And that, again, is Jenna. Has anybody ever had to have like that conversation? Like, hey, if you want to be with me, you got to understand, blah, 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 blah. Of course, in the blah, blah, blahs, you're explaining what they have to understand about you. Ever been there, ABK?
I would say with Steven, yeah, we've made so many different just agreements and understandings. I did not wear hers, I think, is so specific that every holiday, mm-hmm. that's a little bit too much. But I did say I would like at least one with my family. But I even said, I'm fine if we don't go to mine, but we need to do something for the holidays. I just don't want to sit at home.
Fair enough. So you have to have some sort of plan. You just want to make sure he knew that.
Yeah, and we already agreed to, like, an agreement we've made is when we do get married, no matter how we do it, we agreed his mom is going to be there, even if she's the only other person.
It's interesting that your mom's going to hear this someday and go, boy, that's not me, huh?
Well, maybe she should not live in Illinois 900 miles away or wherever.
Yeah. Come on, Kathy.
Move up here to Fargo.
You ever been there, Jolty?
I guess the agreement in the relationship is always a fan is going to be slept with. Like, if you're sleeping with me, we're sleeping with a fan.
Oh, my. You mean a fan like an electronic fan, don't you?
Yeah, you thought I meant like an
actual. Oh, my God.
You thought I meant a listener?
I didn't know what you meant. Okay.
I was lost, too, and I just thought you made an agreement that you can only sleep with each other, and I was like, so you guys agreed not to cheat? Like, what kind of, why is that, that should just be common.
The electronic fan.
Yeah, like a fan that blows
air
on
in the
you.
Room.
Yeah. Not a fan.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not a fan. Yeah, not that way. I didn't even think about it that way.
Who's this random person wearing a shirt that says, I love Joel D? Well, I told you a fan always had to be present. What'd you think I meant?
Win a sleepover with Joel D. I don't think Jada would like that promo at all. But yeah, that was the agreement is I sleep with a fan. Like, and it has to be, I need to sleep with an air-blowing fan. I need to preference that zero. Stop it. You're going to get me in trouble for nothing. I sleep with a fan, and it needs to be blown on me. Like, the fan needs to, the breeze needs to be blown on me. Can't just be a sound machine. It has to be the sound and the blowing. The air has to be on me.
Uh-huh. Boy, you think you're making it better. I don't know if you're making it better.
I know. I'm going to stop talking. But that was the agreement, 100%. I needed that right off the get-go.
We got Jenna here. She's looking for that comforted numbers of people. They have that, you know, you think about committing to somebody and a conversation you need to have. Like, we need to make sure we agree on things. And you probably do think about a prenup, right? That's very typical, you know, financially usually conversation. In this instance, what she's talking about is more of those like everyday things. Like she wants to have the Christmases and he gets to go on his Vegas trips. Or you get to have an electronic fan in the room blowing some air circulating. If you don't like that, you could not lay in bed next to this guy. Did you have a conversation like that? Could you give that comfort in numbers? 237, it's text 3527. 745, playing One Republic. I ain't worried in the playoffs. Y94. I don't know, ain't worried about it. Hey, it's Playhouse Y94.0 MK Joel D. Comfort and numbers today for Playhouse family member Jenna, who's wondering if anybody else ever had like an agreement, things we need to agree on conversation before we commit. The one that she and her guy, her soon-to-be fiance, have had is, well, I'm more spiritual than you are. I always want to have Christmases with my family. And he's like, well, I really like to gamble, and I want to go to Vegas, and it is not for you. You stay away, and I'm going to go hang out in Vegas. And if you got a problem like that, like all my other girlfriends, we can't be together. I don't know if it was said with this aggression, but I feel like it was. You ever have something like that before you got committed to somebody?
We agreed that we would always, you know, make time to have, like, fun with each other. So whether it's, like, go to, you know, bowling or play bingo, you know, that's something that we do, you know, once a week. We go out and just do something silly.
Honestly, I feel like more people could probably benefit from being like, you know what, well, let's agree at the start of this when, you know, we're less busy and we are as into each other as we're ever going to be. Like, we're always, we got one date night a week. We got that. We're going to have one date night a week.
Yeah, I like that. I feel like you do kind of need that. Otherwise, you just, you can get caught up in life. And then all of a sudden you lose the romance and all that type of stuff. And even if it is just like sitting down and watching a TV show or whatever, like.
Date night can be Netflix. There's nothing wrong with that. And a little bit of pizza. Get the door at Domino's.
Yep, that still works.
Pretty good. What do you see at Amy K?
Someone said, we agreed. My family gets Thanksgiving. Once we decided to have kids, we made another agreement that I get to go out and be with my friends. Someone else said, my husband and I are two different religions. So before we got married, we discussed how we would raise our kids. We agreed that they were of age that they could understand. They'd be able to choose. Someone else said, we agreed to always go grocery shopping together. It's just something we enjoy doing rather than doing it alone because it feels like a chore. And each year I get 1 week where I get to go out with my friends out of town. Someone else said she has no claim to my Star Wars collection. That was definitely going to be a deal breaker.
Listen, if we're going to be together, this is my Death Star. I'm sorry. And then yours is seems like the more financial-based one, but I hear you. What do you do?
Well, before we got married, we had a prenup. I'd say that's quite an agreement, wouldn't you?
Prenuptial agreement. You don't get half. That's where I'd put it.
And I knew what I wanted to keep, so it was like, fine.
Yeah, and that's almost, honestly, that is such a, I think, separate issue from this. It's like, the kind of the stuff we're talking about, I don't want to call it trivial stuff because it's everyday stuff, and sometimes it feels more important. And almost, like, you will 100% have to use this stuff. A prenup, hopefully, you don't need to use, right? There's a 50-50 chance you're going to need to use it. We're talking about that, like, if it means something to you that you are with somebody that is going to watch football with you every Sunday, even though they hate sports, or is going to watch The Bachelorette with you, even though they think it's stupid, but that's your trade-off. Like, that kind of stuff. If you want someone that's going to go eat Mas Tequila with you once a week and because you love Mexican food, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the thing we're looking for. I like the person that texted and said grocery shopping. I don't know. Like, do I get to specify what time? Okay, I'll agree to that. But we're going grocery shopping at midnight then when there's no people in my way, because that's when I'm shopping. I just want to pick and get out and go, you know, otherwise it just it is a chore. I agree.
I think Steven and I kind of made an agreement, never verbal, but that he always drives. Yeah. I hate driving.
Well, yeah, because he seems to be kind of the driving Miss Amy of the relationship.
It is true. I hate driving. I'm trying to also get him to do an agreement that if I fall asleep on the couch, he has to carry me to bed. Still working on it. He has not agreed. I hasn't done it. I've woken up still on the couch.
If that was me, you'd still be sleeping on that couch 50 years into the marriage.
I'm so tired that I'm exhausted from my day. I fall asleep on the couch. Put your arms under me. My dad did it to me as a child. And carry me.
Child. Dad.
The 100 feet to the bed. It is not far.
Or how about this? If you're that exhausted and that tired, go to bed.
No, because he'll watch TV and I like to be out there with him. And so I'm trying to say it now. Pinky promise. You know, I said, no matter what I do, if I fight you and say, don't touch me in my sleep. I said, that's just me talking in my sleep. Just put your hands under there. Pick me up. I'm not asking
yet, though,
for much. No, it has.
Yeah, no, you're not very demanding
not much,
at all. Now, she did definitely get some comfort, though. Lots of people have agreements like this, it seems.
Yeah, someone said, my husband and I have an understanding that if he brings home another vehicle, I bring home another animal.
I got a puppy.
And someone else said, we agreed to kiss each other and say I love you every day.
definitely probably a good thing, even being a little bit crabby about something. Just everybody goes to bed knowing they're loved and all that stuff.
Yeah, you can't go to bed mad. That's definitely an agreement. I guess that we kind of had that conversation. Don't go to bed mad.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the worst thing ever, because then it ruins. You have nightmares. Who knows what kind of dreams you have?
It's not good. Bad karma,
it
man.
It could be good.
Bad karma.
Coming up next.
Well, you are creeping up on it. Your next chance to pick your purse. That, of course, on the way. Love Doctors, TRQ next to.
Oh, my God!
Another chance to pick your purse is on the way at 810 on Y94.